Okay, before we look at a few actual tshuva to try to get a feel for how Pesach works, one thing I want to read you first. This is one of my favorite pieces in any sefer really ever. It's one of my favorite pieces, modern particularly, because usually poskim don't let you get into their heads. And poskim don't usually let that. They just don't, right? Like, what is it like to be a posek?
Right.
But Rav Henkin, Rav Yehuda Herzl Henkin, who wrote, among other things, four volumes of Shu'ot B'nei Banim, excellent, really excellent tshuva. In the beginning of his third volume, he writes an introduction, and he introduces you to the mind of a posek. And he writes as follows. He says, "Ode LaHashem shegiyani lotzi la'or shlosha sfarim shel tshuvot b'alacha sheberarti b'rov yigia v'amal." Right, thank God I've been zoche to publish three volumes of tshuva, which I put in a lot of work into. Right, I couldn't even have expected that I'd be able to write one. Right, and so far I've written three. Right now he's written four. Fine. This was then. Now they're trying to put together his writings. Unfortunately, he's not well. So they're trying to put together what's left. But he's written very prolifically in his life. And he should continue. He says, Hinei na lo zakanti, lo yadati yomati. He said, I'm not so old, but I don't know when I'm going to die. Right? Meaning, no one knows. L'chein ha-shom k'tzat mihagotai b'vira halacha l'man yu advarim l'maskeret. But l'maskeret. So he said, but in the meantime, just in case, let me write down how I paskin. Right? What I do when I paskin. So it will be a maskeret for me. It'll remind people of me. Kshanini gash. I just love this description because I want you to understand, like, what a real posek, the investment that he has. It's not long. He says, Kshanini gash l'sheila chadashah chamura. When I come to a new or just a heavy question, ani over tchila l'sugyot. So first I go through the sugyot v'al roshonim. And the Rishonim, v'achronim, be refroof. What's refroof?
Depth.
No, opposite. Yeah. Refroof, quickly. Right, quickly. Gamim terem amati al divrehem. Right, even if I've just learned it. Right, you don't paskin. It doesn't matter how well you know the sugya. You have to look back at it. Make sure it's fresh. V'achraka chozer lehem b'shnia v'shlishit v'chulei. And then I do it a second time and a third time. V'chol pam b'dayek yoter. And each time I do it with more precision. He said, I have a lot of Rishonim. Right. And I try to read all of them. And all the Achronim. Midavdef harbe. What's Midavdef? It's great. I love the word Midavdef in modern Hebrew.
Big tircha.
Midavdef.
A lot of pages.
Yeah, meaning Midavdef is to turn pages. Right? It's the Hebrew word. Midavdef. I actively turn pages. Daf daf. Right? I page. Yeah. Midavdef. Right, midavdef darbe v'gam nedarbe svarim k'mo or yashar. You also look at all like these raids for him, right? The or yashar b'netzion or chaim shin b'chadash gilin yashaz yatamar Yerushalmi margol yiraya mishnah avram al sefer chasidim velasmak. What? Raid. It's Yiddish for like it puts together a lot of makaros.
Oh, the best two of right. Things.
Yeah, things like that. Mishnah avram al sefer chasidim velasmak shakol elam mitzayinim makaros for mecherim because those will reference other books. Bechelik shlishi, and then this is very modern. You know it's modern. In the third volume, hishtamashi b'tochnit machshev, right? I used the computer a bit. Vishnaim o v'shlosha mikomot in two or three places. Chalgim al v'bet af pamlo. Not in the first two volumes, right? The third volume is published in, I'll tell you, 97. So that makes sense, right? Before right, 22 years ago. So the first two volumes are even before that. So that not so many computers. I mean, computer programs, right? Bar-Ilan was not quite what it is today. And then he says, and then he tells you, I really, lifamim ani yodea mirosh era maskana shegi ela. Sometimes I know the conclusion that I'm going to reach before I start. Ulufamim ani yodea, and sometimes I don't. Elo shokel bodek et advarim toch dektiva, but I analyze it as I'm writing. Poshet tzura, lovesh tzura, right? I take off, I put on. Until it comes out to fine flour. Whenever I had my, in many places where I had my own chiddush, and then I found someone else, I wrote, and so did such and such write. Now, David Berger once said that in academia, there is no v'achar kach matzati. Right? If someone else said it, it's not a chiddush. In Torah, that's not the case. Right? In Torah, that's not the case. Right? If you have a chiddush, you stand by it. The fact that other people said it supports you, and you should note it. It doesn't hurt you, v'chein kadav, but you can take pride in your psak, right? But if I saw it else somewhere else first, then I write just like that person wrote. Meaning I'm honest. Right? If it's my chiddush and then I saw it, so I say that. And if I saw it by somebody else, I give credit where credit is due. And if it's just a chiddush I didn't see anywhere else, so I just write it. He said, I can't do when some of these fake, you know, like this fake humility everywhere. I can't write Lefia Niyadati at every line in my humble opinion. It's like, Yesh Gvul, I can't do that all the time. Right? I have Chidushim. Get over it. He gone lefamim teirasi is a koshi derech aga. But let's say in Maya Koshi, sometimes I answer a question without explaining to you in depth what the question was. Right? Like I had a question, I came up with a chiddush. I don't go through the whole thing, I just throw it out. Baraka Korea Maskil Yapchin, only a careful reader will understand what I was even dealing with. Kshani Asuk Bitshuva. And he said, when I'm writing a tshuva, when I'm involved, ani maharherba b'chalom uvakitz. I think about it in my dreams and when I'm awake. Bilechti baderech uvishach b'chi uvikumi. When I'm walking, when I'm lying down, when I get up. I'll get up in the middle of the meal. I'll get out of my bed in the middle of the night. To go back and look at my books. Or to jot down an idea. It's like a fire burning in my bones. May God remember this for me for good. And enlighten my eyes in your Torah. And let me benefit from the Ziv Ashkina. Etc. Right? I happen to love this piece because it's just like you get into his head. But one of the things you think about Poskim is that, right? Psak, Torah in general, but definitely Psak. Definitely Psak. When it's not just Torah, but someone asked you a question, and now you are responsible to answer. Right? It should take you over. Right? It should take over everything you're thinking about, right? The responsibility is immense, and what you're doing is incredible. Right? It's not just, I have a chiddush, I wrote an article, right? It's my take on this sugya will affect what this person will do, right? You know, we talked a little bit at lunch about, right, the Rav liked theoretical psak, right? And practical psak was almost accidental to theoretical. But there's also a thrill of psak. Right, to bring it, to make it real. Because as he said, you could know the sugya, but when suddenly you have to paskin, right, you had better be very sure of what you're saying. So you go through it, and you go through it again, and go through it again. Right, and he says, it's true. Sometimes you know the answer before you start. Right, you have an intuition. That doesn't mean you don't have to justify it. Right, he's not saying, I know the answer, and I'm going to get to it no matter what. It's just like, I have a feeling that I know how the sugya is going to pan out. Sometimes I don't, right? But it is something which you have to invest in, be committed to, and it takes you over, right? And it requires a tremendous amount of analysis, of reading, of thinking. Okay. So what I want to do, we'll see how many weeks we do this, is just take random topics. We can do really whatever you want. Because really, when you look from a methodological angle, you could look at any topic, right? And you will see how all the principles we've talked about, and many that we didn't get a chance to talk about, and you know, maybe we will, maybe we won't, right, play themselves out in Psak. Again, I don't know why exactly this topic was bothering me, but it was just the one that sort of was bothering me to think about and to put Tshuvot just on a page, a few Tshuvot, which was the issue of Bat Mitzvah. Why? I don't know. But I think it is a good place to start. Because you're asking, like, what the heck is even the what is the question? You're celebrating a bat mitzvah, like, what is going on, right? Like, okay, but you will see several methodologies of poskim will emerge. Okay, let's look at it with open eyes, right? Let's try to analyze again. What I want you to do is, yes, I want to focus on learning the sugya, right? But you see, I didn't give you any of the sugya. I only gave you the tshuva. I jumped to the end. I don't want you to focus primarily on what would I say. And that's what we're going to get to, right? Once I ask you to answer a question, I want you to think, what would you say? Now I want you to see, how did Poskim even address Shilas? And think about it methodologically. What are they doing? Okay? Again, not how are they, do you like a particular Chiddush? Right? I mean, that's important too. But how methodologically did they even go about answering the question, right? Someone could have a Chiddush, you could like it, you could not like it. But the fact that they're going for a Chiddush is already a statement about what they think Psak is, or should be, or could be. Okay? So Ramosha finds him. Let's start with Ramosha. Okay? So he was asked, B'dvar bat mitzvah, Yudalev Shvat, Tavshin Tet Zayin. Okay? He was asked by this Baruch Aaron Pupke. Okay? I don't know what that is. So he says, B'davar inyana chafetzim lanhig ezes seder v'simcha b'banot shignasu b'nat mitzvah. These people who want to make a party, a mitzvah party. Hine ein lasa zeh b'veit kneset b'shum ofen af lo balayla. Don't do it in shul at all, even at night. Okay, one line so far we're in. Any makarot?
Nope.
Nothing. Right? Nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing. Right? Ki ve'et kneset eino makom lasot divrei arashut af benivnu al tanai. Because the shul is not a place where we do things which aren't mitzvah, which are only divrei arashut, were optional, even if the shul was built al tanai. Again, so you don't even like it, but what's my point? I want to, for a moment, before we get to his particular argument, what, so far, is Ramosha doing? What type of posik is Ramosha? And you should know this, right? What type of posik is Ramosha?
Gemara.
Sugya, right? Now, admittedly, he doesn't even bring up a sugya. But what do I mean by a sugya posik? Yeah, meaning, it's his, fundamentally, what drives Ramosha is the way he understands the sugyo. Now, sometimes it's how he understands life. But here, he didn't bring any makaros, but he told you, like, he, like, swallows, like, a bunch of chidushim with no explanation. Right? It's like, a bat mitzvah is a rishus, and shuls shouldn't have davar rishus, even if they were built on Tanai, which should solve that problem. I just don't like it. Right? Like, no makarot, no minhag, no nothing. Right? It's just like, this is what I feel. Right, this is how I understand the sugya. Right, he didn't even explain how he does it. Now, sometimes Ramosha is a bit more forthcoming, but in this case, that's what I'm saying. This is a good tshuva because he doesn't. Right, sometimes you'll forget. Right, someone will present a sugya and you'll be caught in. Is he or is he not presenting a chiddush? Is he going through Rishon? There is no denying it. I have no idea at this point what his analysis is. All I know is that Ramosha doesn't care about precedence in this tshuva. Doesn't care about minhag. All he cares about is what he thinks. Right? In life, in sugya, whatever. Right? And that is, not always, but this is a tendency in Ramosha. Ramosha is a chiddush posik. He is a sugya posik. It's how he understands Torah. Now, there are many tshuvot where Ramosha leaves you based. Now, some tshuvot, Ramosha will actually present analysis. Sometimes you basically walk away with just his intuition. Right? It may be a good intuition, maybe not. But, like, that's literally what you're left with. So then he goes, va ceremony, if you could read that word.
I was wondering what that was.
A ceremony, right? I knew from the Hebrew, trust me. Tekes. I got tekes. But I could back read. Oh, ceremony. Fine. The ceremony. Shel bat mitzvah, hu vaday rak divrei reshut vehevel ba'alman. Right? Now he gets angry, right? Yeah. It's reshut and it's nothing. Ve'ein shum makom lahatir lazat ve'ezeknesis. You can't do it in shul at all. And now he pulls in. So far he swallowed up like two chidushim. He doesn't explain where they come from. Then he pulls out that part of what's driving him is. How you doing?
Not to do something to bake Knesset. That's not a.
What?
It's not.
Is, as you'll see in a moment, psikat alacha b'sharat chak. But, right, until now we've seen psikat alacha b'sharat chak l'kula. But remember I told you, remember, sometimes Shasat Chak leads you to Chumrah. Right, what Shasat Chak is he living in?
Everyone's doing their inappropriate...
Feminism, what else? More importantly, not really feminism yet.
Intermingling.
What?
Intermingling between the men and the women.
Well, we'll see someone else who's bothered by that. But what else? Reform and conservative. Right? Reform and conservative. Right? Right? He is, right? Think about when the Tshuva was written, Tavshin Tet Zayin. Right? So we're talking 60 years ago. We're talking about the height of the battles between Orthodox and non-Orthodox. And, right? Which movement started bat mitzvah, right? Really, really pushed it, right? Not Orthodox, right? And he says, so first he swallows up a sugya, and then suddenly you see psikat halacha b'shat al-chag, meaning not as shat al-chag, but you see that he's pushed in a direction because of circumstance. He's the kol shekein bazek shemakor bame reformer of a conservative, reforming the conservativim, right? Reforming conservative. And then he says, right? Virakim rotza av lasad esa simcha veso. Says, if you want to do something at home, rashai. You're allowed to. Aval ein ze shum inyan usmach lahachshiv ze dvar mitzvah ustudas mitzvah. But there is no room under any circumstances to call this a mitzvah at all. Ki hu rak kisimcha shel yom huledet ba'alma. It's just a birthday. Right?
Well, it's just a birthday. You're being a chayim mitzvos.
Oh, wait. Hold that thought. Right?
Oh, well, now, I'm going to get a suda mitzvah.
Whoa, hold the thought. Hold the thought. Hold the thought. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold it. Hold it. Hold it. V'i ayasher cheli. Listen. He says, v'i ayasher cheli. What's i ayasher cheli? If I could. If I had the strength. Hayiti mivatel b'minya dinotenu gam seder habar mitzvah shel abonim. He said, right, imkvar, right, azkvar, if I could, I'd give her the bar mitzvahs. Shekayadua lohevi zeh shum ish likirvo l'Torah. It doesn't bring anybody close to Torah, right? Ula mitzvot. Va'af lo in a bar mitzvah, not the bar mitzvah boy. Af lo l'shah achat, not for a moment, right? Not at all. Va'adarabba, says, on the contrary, b'har b'makom mevi zeh l'chil shabbos. Va'od yisurim, right? You drive. Right? What? He'll drive. He said, ugh, but alko banamash hunag bipo vegam ba zemimakar mitzvah kashlavatel. But then he says something incredible. He says, first part I get, he said, but it's already a minug. And then he says, and it is a mitzvah. It comes from a mitzvah source, so it's hard to get rid of. What? He doesn't even tell you, right? He's like, and this is what we're going to get to in a moment, right? He's like, first of all, I can't really get rid of the minog, right? Which is a reality. People have to get rid of the minog. But then he says, that I could deal with. But then his second line, and, you know, honestly, there is a mitzvah component to it. So I really,
well,
it's hard.
Why is it not a bas mitzvah?
You're thinking like Rav Avadia, but we'll get to that in a second. He says, aval echadish zeh bivano shu below mikor mitzvah klal, right? Chadesh this, af b'vayit, even at home, vada yoser tov limno af shalecha iser. Even if it's not aser, don't do it. Alazim b'vayit ha'kneses, but do it at shul, af b'layla, b'shash ein mispalin, to do it at shul, even at night, it's aser. Okay. Ramosha's Jewish, by the way, is something that's funny. I probably shouldn't have left this paragraph in, but just to see, sometimes the way Ramosha Paskin, right? The next three lines, which is actually a really complicated sugya, he just throws in as an afterthought, right? Ubedvar hakliyah chadash shel erchotz hakelim shenekra b'shem dishvasher, right? Said, by the way, dishwashers, mechol erchotz shem kli basar kli chalav zechar zeh, hinei tzarch shazam v'tocho shu amash v'nicha hakelim, shia kli levi, right? Whatever, right? He, like, answers that in, like, three lines. Oh, yeah, dishwashers, yeah, whatever, right? Like, it's very funny sometimes what got combined in Ramosha Tshuva. I mean, it just means someone asked him a question, but mitzvahs, dishwashers. I don't, you know.
Right.
Well, I can't share. Okay, fine. What do you see in Ramosha? Right? Again, I want you to think methodologically, from bird's eye view, before you get to what bothers you about the local sugya. Then we'll get that in a second. What drives Ramosha? Right? Again, as a posek, personality-wise, posek personality, what does he do? How does he paskin? Right? Meaning he happens to not bring... See, that's interesting, right? You say that he gets everything from Gemaras, even though how many Gemaras does he quote?
Zero.
Zero, right? He quotes not a single source. Did you notice? He has a tshuva?
Yeah, obviously, but I mean... He didn't get it from nowhere.
But see, that's what's interesting, is that you read it, and you are convinced that he is a sugya posek. Mm-hmm. He quotes all of zero sugyot. Zero sugyot, no rishonim, no achronim, not a single makar. But you read it and you know he's a sugya posek, right? Oh, because no, personality-wise comes out, right? That's you know, again, I don't know what exactly it was about this tshuva that made me want to look at it methodologically, but when you read it, it's striking that all of you intuited that he's a sugya posek, even though he...
We're biased.
No, I mean, it happens to be true. It happens to be true of Moshe's sugya posek, Now that means sometimes he'll give you his kiddushim the sugya without looking at Rishonim. Sometimes he won't even bother. I mean, this whole thing was driven by one chiddush that he had. Right? Right? What was his chiddush? Well, two chiddushim. A bat mitzvah is not a mitzvah, and shuls aren't allowed to be used.
Even
al tanai. Even al tanai. Right? You know, without getting to the chiddush, you know that he swallowed 10 chiddushim in there. Right? You know. Right? Right? Because he's telling you that other people believe that a bat mitzvah is a mitzvah, which I disagree with. Right? And other people think that you can use a shul for something which is dvar rishos as long as it's built al tanai, which I don't agree with. Right? But he doesn't bother explaining it because he doesn't care. Right, it's not his right. Sometimes he'll do it, but fundamentally, that is his personality. Right, that Moshe is a sukkah posek. He poskens based on what he thinks. Right, now sometimes that's what he thinks in life. Sometimes what he thinks in the Gemara. Right, now it happens to be that this is also a shasat chak Gemara psak, but lechumra. Right,
right,
lechumra. That part of what's driving him is not just a conviction in a sugya.
Right, he says you can't do it in your house, which lechumra is an usur.
Right, you shouldn't do it in your house, and. He's like, and he tells you, I'm doing this partially because of Reform Conservative. And then he tells you, and this is crazy, right? He tells you that I'm so against this that I would be willing to get rid of bar mitzvahs, even though there really is a mitzvah component there, right? Which is quite radical,
yeah.
Right?
I mean, it's another chiddush that there's a mitzvah.
Oh, fine. But you look at Rav Moshe, and again, that's those are the two things that I see, right? You see a posek who is very much, or we can put it in the negative. He's not minhag-oriented, right? Even though he sort of gives in to minhag, sort of, right? And allows bar mitzvahs to continue. And he's not precedent-oriented. He is himself-oriented, which, again, sometimes means sugya, sometimes means, you know, whatever.
Okay, I thought you said he's not minhag-oriented. He wants to get rid of it. He said he couldn't because of the
minhag. Correct. I mean, that's what I'm saying. He, like, nods to it. He's like, I would love to get rid of it. Well, no, see, you're reading it like a lamdan. I want you to read it like a posek. Right, you're reading like a lamdan, which is it's an ukimta. Really, he thinks it's usur, but he can't do it. I want you to read it as a posek. As a posek, it's I really want to get rid of it as a lamdan, but as a posek, I know I can't. Right? I mean, the a lamdan reads this line the opposite of a way the posek does. A lamdan reads it and says, "Oh, Ramosha says bar mitzvahs are usur." A posek reads it and says, "Ramosha lemaisa allowed bar mitzvahs to continue." Right? Because
like allowed. He just couldn't do anything.
Okay, but meaning, and therefore he could have said,
"What do you want to do?"
What do you mean? Say it's usher and let people not listen.
Say I wanted to stop. But
no,
I can't stop
this. Oh, be careful. Think like a posek. No, he didn't say that. He didn't say it's usher, but I can't stop you. He said I would want to stop you, but I can't.
I don't think he holds his usher. He never wrote that.
Okay, again, in
a Hanami, he's against it. Like he wrote, he just couldn't do anything about it.
Correct, but that's different than saying don't do it. And you're not going to listen to me, rather than saying, I would love to stop you, but I'm forgetting.
He's not making a concerted effort to stop you.
Right? Right, meaning he's not.
I know, because he already couldn't. What would he want him to do?
Okay, fine.
It's like they're running a circle.
Okay, but a good lamdan would say, you know. Okay, fine. If you look at the Kol Mevaser, this is Mishulam Rath. Roth Rath. Not quite clear. I've seen it both ways.
What?
I've seen it R-A-T-H, but okay. He's an early religious Zionist posek. So he says, She'elato, adat she'elato b'inyan tochnit chagigat bat mitzvah. And okay, I want to know what you want to say about this. Okay. Hine, so first question he has is, Hine b'sefer, I assume that's the Divrei Chamuda. Divrei Chamuda ala Rosh Perektet the Bracha Oslam. It causes Peirush Abracha Shabar Mitzvah Shemavarach Ab Baruch Shapatarim Ansho Shel Zeh. So he says, there's a Madane, there's a Divrei Chamuda rather on the Rosh that says the reason what is the interpretation of the Bracha on Baruch Shapatarani? What's Baruch Shapatarani? The Bracha, yeah, the Bracha of the Father says Bar Mitzvah. Hakavana bibracha zo, hishimavarech al sha'at ata yachova umuta al avlechancho mitzvah lagan gulubitara v'nimtsak shishimitrasha mikalze shunen shalav. Right? Until now you were chayv in chinuch, and therefore if its son was derelict in his responsibilities, the father is punished. And now you say baruch shep torani. I'm now putter from that because he's an adult. Let him deal with God himself. And ayin shem says, ikal levush, shepirish bafan acher v'udachai pirusha. So the imkain. So now, listen, right, again, he's a chiddush posek, but he's going to explain why he sees what is behind Ramosha. Imkain, came in Damrina bin Nazar, Dafchav, Deb, Beno, Chayv, Lechancho, Bito, Eno, Chayv, Lechancho. since we say that the chiyuv chinuch is on a son and not on a daughter, which again, is that totally true? No, not necessarily. Russia Weiss notes this, right? That certain formal aspects of chinuch apply to sons, not daughters. But really, no chinuch applies to daughters? That doesn't make any sense, right? As he says, right? The Jewish people are chosen, literally, because of their ability to educate their children. That's what God says about Avram. You can't tell me that God is, like, neutrally invested in this, right? Yeah, your sons you should teach, and daughters, whatever. But okay, the formal mitzvah, chinuch, whatever that means. He says, Mimela lo shaychen yanze, gabe bat. And therefore, that doesn't apply to daughters. What type of posik is he? In this tshuva, at least. Sugya. Right, sugya. I mean, I understand he didn't start the Gemara. Right?
Who's this guy he quoted?
The Divrei Chamudot? It's like one of those little, you know, those things in like font 2?
The little bottom guys.
Yeah, one of those. No, right?
Some starring guy.
But no, he's not, there's not a precedent psak. He's pulling out a Kiddush of the Divrei Chamudot and then coming up with his own Kiddush based on the Gemara Nazir to say, oh, the Chab of Bar Mitzvah is that you are Yoitze, you've been Yoitze Zayin Chinuch, and a daughter doesn't have that. And even though the Morgan Avram says you do have to educate your daughter, Primogadim says you still don't say Baruch Sheftarani because there aren't as many mitzvot, so chinuch is not as hard for girls as boys. Okay, whatever, fine. And that's what it implies in the Midrash, and Parshas told us, He said it must be the main maker of chinuch is Talmud Torah. Women are peturas for Talmud Torah, and therefore, right, the ikar simcha doesn't exist. Now, what chiddush did he just make? Again, the whole sugya is based on a chiddush because what has he never done in this tshuva? Yeah,
none of this sounds halachic. Like, what does it mean, the ikar simcha?
Oh, good.
Why you're factually
good. So what is the Komal Vasar is clearly, he's a sugya posek. So what is he doing? He's making an assumption which he never proves, which is that the chiyuv simcha, to the extent that it exists by a bar mitzvah, is because of Baruch Sheptarani.
Or Tom Parr, whatever. Something.
Right, meaning, and what Baruch Sheptarani represents, namely, right, meaning,
the sun has
what does he do? He takes an interpretation of Baruch Sheptarani, makes a chiddush in what that tells you about chinuch, then applies that to bar mitzvah, right? And then he says, and therefore, according to my lamdos, it doesn't apply to girls, and therefore, Mamela, there's no chiyuv. Right? Again, like it or not.
Right? He also has a chiyuv for bar mitzvah?
He doesn't say there's a chiyuv. Again, well, what does he not do? Right? Clearly. Meaning, see, this is funny. What's funny to me now, right, is that Ellie, I know, of the three, you're a more sugya posik. If I had to guess. If I had to guess, you'd be more sugya posik.
Wow.
Elamai, right? The truth is that, right, you read this, and, I mean, I also feel it, right? I feel something's lacking, right? Because they were so, right, especially the Komal Vasar, he's, like, so convinced of his chiddush, like, he never bothers to prove it. Right? Like, he never builds it from the ground up. Right? Like, I have a chiddush, I'm going to run with it. Right? I have a chakira. Right?
Seems fairly unsubstantiated.
Correct!
So we also don't know where this bracha comes from. Is that in the Gemara? Like, we're...
No, it's in the Medrash, but the minhag is to say it. Fine.
Right.
It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought... Right? We say it without shulchan. Whatever. Okay. But again, he starts... Right? And sometimes that's what you'll find. Now, this is not fair, obviously. Not every chiddush, not every time Zin Rosha writes a tshuva, he writes like this, right? Sometimes he'll start with the Gemara and he'll tell you his chiddushim, right? Obviously. But the same personality that drives Zin Rosha to analyze the sugya from the Gemara, give you his chiddushim, and ignore Rishonim and Achronim, right? Or reinterpret them, or whatever, is the same type of approach that leads him, in this case, the Komal Vasar in this case, to like, you know, like, throw out, like, a chiddush and sort of ignore precedent. Right? all the way to the opposite extreme. Now, again, this is obviously extreme. Again, I want to reiterate that. Sometimes, right, there's not like a single way that Rav Moshe, it's not like Rav Avadia. Rav Avadia is pretty predictable how he's going to write. You're saying that was a bad thing. I'm saying he's
I was saying
Rav Avadia is pretty predictable. Not what he's going to say, how he's going to write. Like, his style is pretty, Rav Avadia's style is pretty much consistent, right? Yeah, you know, especially in Chavadat. Chavadat, which was the radio show.
I've never been to give a
Listen. Look, Chavadat is his radio show. It's written up for the radio show. So it really is pretty predictable because, yeah, like, they were basically the same length. Like, it's not like, Yabia Omer could be like 5 pages or 10 pages or 20 pages. Chavadat is always pretty much like 4 pages, right? It's like, they're pretty much, you know, they're very, very predictable. Rav Moshe can have a one line or can have a 50-page tshuva. Right? Like, Rav Moshe, but part of that is because he's a sugya posek, right? If I have a chiddush and I'm convinced by it and I don't need to prove it, I don't feel like I need to prove it, one paragraph. I have a chiddush that I think is quite mechudash and needs development, 50 pages.
Also, some chiddushim are complicated,
right?
Some are simple.
Yeah. And again, that's the point, right? Rav Avadia, all the way to the opposite extreme, is what type of posek, and as I've told you before.
Of course, the guy's a foreign.
He's a precedent posek. Right? Now watch the difference. Now in this particular case, right, at least I walk away so much more, like, with so much more sipa kanefesh from the precedent posek. We're just watching. It's a beautiful tshuva. And watch what he does. Sheila. Now, Arasha Gil legil bat mitzvah shemalula shtem esrei shana v'yom echad. By the way, his Hebrew is also very easy. A girl, 12 years old. Ha'im lefi halacha yish makom laroch la misibat gilgav usuda o ein lasoktein elanar shegil bar mitzvah shumeniach tefillin shbegil mitzvot. Should you make a bat mitzvah party only for bar mitzvahs? That's the question. Fine. Tshuva. Now watch. Right? What is a precedent posek going to have to do?
Look
at the guys before. Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, conclusion. Right? That's what you predict. Mm-hmm. Watch. V'mesechet kiddushin. In kiddushin it says, Amar of Yosef. Meirei Shava. Now, I will give away the end, right? That what he is really doing is taking accepted psak and just tracing their sources, right? Just in order, right? Chronological order. So, Amar of Yosef. So, right, don't ask me where he gets this from, because you'll see. He will explain it just in backwards order, because he, right, obviously he starts with the psak poskim and then retraces their steps, but here, obviously, he's just taking you through the process. So, Amar of Yosef. Okay? So he quotes the Gemara. The Gemara says what? Right? The Gemara says, I know I read that fast. Right? The Gemara says, right? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yosef said, originally, I used to think that if someone told me that he was blind, and he said if he was told that a blind person was pater for mitzvahs, he'd make a party. Why?
Because then every single mitzvah you did was a shema.
Correct. Because he thought that you get more reward for doing a mitzvah that you're not chayav in. But then he was told that what? Gadol ha-mitzvah v'yosem yishen ha-mitzvah v'yosem. It's better to be obligated than not obligated. So he said, I'll make a party when I find out that I'm
chayav
in mitzvahs. Okay? So now just in the brackets here, and this is just stylistic, right? Because Yechavadad is not written to Tamid Chachamim, right? Yabia Omer is written to Tamid Chachamim, Yechavadad is written also to the layman, because it's a radio show. So in brackets, he has a Hebrew summary of what I just read, right? And so the Aramaic. So look, skip till the end of the brackets, which is just that. Got it?
Yeah.
And now he says, Umikan, from this Gemara, Lomad Hagon or Shlomo Luria, right? Lomar Hagon or Shlomo Luria, Hamar Shal B'Yamsho Shlomo. Right? He said that based on this, Yamsho Shlomo learned, Shesudat V'Chagigat Bar Mitzvah L'Nar Shemal Ulo Shloches Reishon Av Yom Echad. He derived that a Bar Mitzvah boy at 13, Ein L'Chasudat Mitzvah Gedola Mizeo. There's no... Yes. Wait, look at the watch. Shehi Suhudat Oda L'Makom Baruch Hu Al Shizikat Anar Azeli Gila Mitzvot. Shegodol Mitzvah V'Yose Yom Terem Yishenom Mitzvah V'Yose. And then he says, listen, why? Just listen to his argument. Yes, listen to his argument. He says, Sha'afilo b'sora bilvad, sha'alachaka chachamim, Yosef sameach, u'mitkonen la'asot, yom tov l'chachamim Yisrael. So what is Rabbi Yosef saying? That the very hearing that he's chayav in mitzvos warranted a suda's mitzvah of sorts, mm-hmm. right? He said, if merely hearing that you're chayav in mitzvos warrants a suda, then actually becoming chayav in mitzvos warrants hodah.
Oh, fine, but right? It could also be like a non-halachic suda mitzvah. And you would be happy.
That's a
like,
suda's mitzvah.
Yeah.
This is Judas mitzvah.
What is all the ramifications of Judas mitzvah? Like you can figure out the halachos.
Yes.
Like bris and wedding.
Yes. Like what?
You get from the Gemara, it's going to be a Judas mitzvah.
What do you mean? He says like a Judas mitzvah. Like yes. Like you don't say tachanu and like what? Yeah. Why not?
Where do you get that from the Gemara?
What do you mean? He says right. That's what the Yom Shoshal says. It. He says what do you mean? Rabbi Yosef was saying that. It's a simcha shel mitzvah. He's happy because, he said, Rabbi Yosef said he would make a party simply by hearing his chayav and mitzvos, and therefore he says, so, actually becoming chayav and mitzvos is a suda's mitzvah. It's a suda's mitzvah, right? This is the first source we have, Yom Shel Shlomo, right? He says, kol shekein she begi ito shel nar im eito dim lizman yitchayvato before b'chal mitzvah. He said, when a person actually becomes chayav and mitzvos, Shoroi lazo so yom tov adkan. So it makes sense. Again, what does it mean? Does it mean all the right? I assume it doesn't mean it's going to break, you know, the tainasim the way a bris does. Okay, but there's madregos, right? A suda's mitzvah is a suda's mitzvah, right? Meaning he's making a suda l'shem mitzvah because he's happy about mitzvos. I mean, like what else do you want, right?
Right.
Yeah, but it's not halachically neutral. Okay, you happy, right? He's saying it's not halachically neutral. What?
It makes it more confusing.
What do you mean? He's saying...
A half state is very, like a...
What do you mean? He's saying, the Gemara said... Rabbi Yosef tells you he would make a party if he found out he was chayav mitzvos. Right? Because the joy of finding out you're chayav mitzvos is so great that it warrants a party. Right? As soon as hodah, shall we say.
Fine. But it doesn't sound like a halachic union to make a party.
Whoa, what a halachic union? You're like...
I'm happy. I'm going to make a party. I don't know. If I found out I run the lottery, I'd throw a party also, something like that.
First of all, that does have a din of a suda's hodah. But he's saying, here it's more. This is a suda of hodah al hamitzvos. Right? Again, he didn't say chova. He didn't say it's an obligation. But he said, it is a sudat mitzvah, literally. Like, what else do you want from him?
Yeah,
oh, he said that.
The Yom Shel Shlomo.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about the Yom Shel Shlomo.
Right? Meaning he's saying, it is a... What? This is not... I don't understand. This is not a celebration of mitzvos. Echzecholiot.
It is. I meant the halachic suda's mitzvah, not allowed to make a fast, not allowed to do the other things, not remember all them.
I understand. He says, if I make a party because I'm chayav mitzvahs, that is a non-halachically neutral suda, meaning it's a mitzvah. And you want to use the Rambam? It's not a chova, it's a mitzvah. It's a dover tov.
No, fine.
Right? You know the Rambam has five levels, right? This is not neutral, right? Remember Ramosha, where did he put bar mitzvah? Neutral to negative, right? Yeah, really. The Marshal is putting it in positive. Right,
oh,
it's
fine, but not a. Not
it's a sudat mitzvah. Nice he says sudat mitzvah. And he says ein lecha sudat mitzvah gedola mizu. Okay, meaning there is no greater celebration than someone becoming chayav in mitzvahs.
Okay, but you're saying it's like a nice thing, not a halachic.
No, I'm not saying that. You're saying that.
Well, you just told me it was a good thing, not a.
I know. I said it's not a chova.
No,
I've told you that there's a difference between saying it's not a chova and saying it's not a halacha. He's saying it is a.
I asked from the Gemara what you got that it was a mitzvah.
What do you mean?
If you make it l'shem mitzvah, if you say I'm doing this l'shem hodah, there's a suda's hodah.
Oh, it's not in the Gemara.
Correct, but he's saying if Rabbi Yosef tells you that a suda's hodah is warranted upon finding out your chayav mitzvot, then becoming chayav mitzvot warrants a.
We're trying to prove from this Gemara that a bar mitzvah warrants a suda's hodah.
Again, that doesn't mean that it knocks off a fast day, right? There are madregos. But it's not halachically neutral, right? It is a positive Torah value, okay? You want to take that, right?
Oh, okay, fine. I'm fine with that.
Okay, fine. So now he says, V'chein kazav magen Avram, v'hevi od me'achronim, she'mitzvah lasos, suda v'yom she'nechlas b'no, all mitzvahs. The magen Avram says that there is a mitzvah, to make a suda on the day of a bar mitzvah, k'yom she'nechlas l'chopa, just like there is on a wedding, which is a formal suda's mitzvah.
Yeah.
I mean, the Magen Avraham, this is not a, again, he's a precedent, posek. Marshal says, suda's mitzvah. Magen Avraham,
suda's mitzvah.
Paskins that way. And then watch. V'chein gazav agon, Rebbe, igras, b'sefer minchat Yosef, al piyazav rachadash. I don't know, some Sephardi posek, I don't know. Al pia Zohar HaChadash. Zohar HaChadash is not the Zohar. Zohar HaChadash is a Risha. It's a different book, right? Not Zohar. It's not the Zohar. It's a different book. Not important, right? It's the Rashbats, I think. And he says Ureid Or Bishud Chavas Yair. He said it's also Nisak La in the Chavas Yair. Who's the Chavas Yair?
Chavas Yair.
Rav Yair Bachrach, right? These are very important achronim. Uvidagol Meravava Yaredeya. Who's the Dagol Meravava? Rav Yecheskel Landa, the Nod Bihuda, right? Okay, just his parish on Shulchan Aruch. Right, but now stop for a minute. Right, so far Rav Avadya is classic precedent posek.
Right.
Sugya as understood by Marashal and Nisak in the poskim. Right? Now, watch. Right? Now, if you're a precedent posek, for a moment, get into Rav Avadya's head. Be a precedent posek. What is your conclusion about Sudat Bat Mitzvah?
It's a mitzvah!
What do you mean? Right? No chidushim. He says, the marshal, think about it, you're a precedent posek, no chidushim. The marshal says, the moment of becoming chayv in mitzvahs warrants suda. Which means? Bas mitzvah. Meaning, there is no knee-jerk anti-feminist reaction because there's no sugya. Right? There's no analysis of himself in the sugya. It's, this is how the poskim have understood it. Their rationale is identical for men and women. Therefore, it applies. Right? To women. And therefore, either reject bar mitzvah, but think about it. Right? The Kol Mevaser made up a chiddush and didn't explain the history of bar mitzvah, right? He just says, "Oh, I think it comes from a different chamudos," right? Right? Rav Avadya says, "No, they trace the history. Shlomo Luria said it 500 years ago. It was nifsak and halacha by several of the most important achronim on Shulchan Aruch, based on an interpretation which either you like or you don't. But he doesn't care whether you like it or not, right? In the Gemara, right? And he's saying, I can trace for you historically." Through the trajectory of Psak, how this became a thing. And the logic applies for men and women. And he says, Ulfi ne ze, nira shigam lenara shemalo l'shtemes reshana v'yom echad, u'mechayevet b'chol ha-mitzvot she'isha chayevet pohen, haray nasas mitzuve v'yosa b'osan mitzvos. Said the logic therefore follows that women who
become
chayevet mitzvot should also have a party. Right? V'roi lachlok es k'nisas al mitzvos b'sudas hodah v'simcha k'even she'me'abchina hazot ein kol evdel b'nar l'nara. He said, from this vantage point, there's no difference between male and female. Don't give me chiddush. Don't give me chidushim. Right? What are you bending? Right? I don't need a million thumbs. Right? Oh, men and women are different. He said, I don't understand. The post can say this. The logic follows for women. Zel! V'chayot z'b'zekaz v'agon Rabbi Yosef Chai mi'bavel b'sever ben ishchai. So that's what the Benish Chai says. Sha'alva b'shil nagu lazo sudas l'nav yom k'neset l'mitzvos. Kom roi shal b'bash b'gdei Shabbos v'yeh simcha b'os v'yom asher zoch l'ikanes l'ol mitzvos. He said, the Benish Chai said that in his time, the minhag was not to make a party for on the day that a woman became a bat mitzvah, but she should wear special clothes and she should be extra happy on that day. Right? Meaning, he said, you look at the poskim said this. Right? Again, like it, don't like it. Right, you know exactly what Rav Avadya wants from life. Right, sugya, major poskim, accepted by the achronim. Right, logic follows. Right, plug in the formula, spit out an answer. Right, I mean that's what he's doing. Right, it's like it's beautiful in its simplicity. Right, and again, what comes out of it is either you accept the Yom Shel Shlomo, or you don't accept the Yom Shel Shlomo. But if you accept the Yom Shel Shlomo, which was accepted by the major achronim. Then you follow its logic to the end. That's it. Right? No draying around.
Right.
And he says, Minira midvarav, she'im noagim lasos lo misiba v'sudaso. He said, now let's be medayik in the Benish Chai. Benish Chai said, the minhag here is not to make a party, which implies that if there was, if you did it, it would be a sudas mitzvah. Right? I mean, Benish Chai said, it's fundamentally the same thing. Okay, men celebrate it this way, women celebrate it that way. If they choose to celebrate it the same way, because they hate it, so it's a mitzvah. Again, not a chiyuv. No one said a chiyuv. Right? If it was a chiyuv, then men and women have to celebrate the same way. It's not a chiyuv, it's a mitzvah. Right? In halacha, we have those distinctions. Chova is obligatory, mitzvah is halachically positive. If not, right? Not obligatory, but halachically positive. right? Torah dick positive, whatever you want to call it, okay? Now, obviously, parenthetically, he says, obviously, Vajis Nagual Pikoli at Snios and Nidrashim Pitora, right? Any party, there should be Snios, right? I mean, this is obvious, right? Vain Beshut Zakin Aron, Vachin Kazarugan Ravaram Supaya, I don't know who that is, right? He's like, oh, that's the son of Rav Chaim Misupaya, okay? What? Right? Mechaber Shut Chaim Vachesed. It's like, as if I knew that, right? Like, he does this a lot. It's like, oh, that tshuva you never heard of? It's the relative of the person you never heard of, right? Oh, yay.
You've heard everyone of his earnings. This is crazy.
I'm sorry, look at the next line. B'tshuva k'sivas yad, in a manuscript, right? I mean, like, you understand, right? V'huva b'koveit, koveit noam chelek zayin, that was republished in some journal. Right? Now, you understand, he's not just a president prosaic. He is, like, the president prosaic. He's like, oh, it's meduyak in a handwritten tshuva that somebody found and published in some journal that you never heard of by a person you never heard of, right? Like, Rav Avadia is like the president posek l'mahadrin min
ha-mahadrin. Is Rav Avadia only care about the Sephardi form, or does he also read Ashkenazi?
What do you mean? Magen Avram, Chavos Yoyer, Dagol Meir Vava?
Right.
But these are the major Ashkenazi poskim in the last 500 years.
Is there any emphasis on one or the other? Or is
it... I mean, sometimes. Right? But he'll go to everybody, right? In fact, his whole argument here was based on Ashkenazim. And then he just said, oh, by the way, the Sephardim agree. Mm-hmm. Right? Yam Shosh Lomo, Magen Avram, Dagol Meir Vava, right? This is all Ashkenazim.
Right.
And he says, he said, you do make a suddas bar mitzvah, it's a suddas mitzvah, like a bar mitzvah, what's the difference? That's what we do in France and other places. It's right. And now, Eli, oh, is it really a mitzvah? He says, yes, if you're invited, you have to go.
Yeah.
Right? Ad kidei kach. Right? Ad kidei kach.
Really wants
us to do the mitzvah here, huh? Yeah. Right? It's right, meaning he takes this. He said, the post can say it, so I accept. Right? And then he quotes Rav Moshe Feinstein. And I want you to see the clash. This is really what I like about this tshuva for methodology, is not only are we comparing them, Rav Avadia himself wants to bring these two methodologies into comparison, right, into conversation. And he says, Omna, Hagoyin Rav Moshe Feinstein, B'shut Egris Moshe, Nish Alpo Zev, the Kaz Moshe, Ein Shum Smach V'Yesod, right? This is what, you got. See, think like Rav Avadia. What bothered him?
Ain, guys.
No, but listen to the words that bothered Rav Avadia. Again, this is where I want you to think. This is how I try to read Tshuva. It's from a bird's eye view, right? At two levels. When I'm trying to learn a sugya, obviously I want to understand how did the posek understand the sugya. But sometimes I want to understand what is he doing, right? And what bothered Rav Avadia? Go back to Moshe. What line is going to bother him most? Not usher.
You can't even heter. Do it in a...
No, not there's no heter.
There's no thing at night, even out
there's no basis for it. Mm. He's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Just because you don't like the lumdas doesn't mean that there is not ample precedent if you just bothered looking. Right? This is what bothers Rav Avadia. Rav Moshe is a... Right? Think about what Rav Avadia is saying. Rav Moshe is ignoring... If it was some sugya nidach somewhere, so you could say Rav Moshe didn't know the sugya. Rav Moshe said he didn't read all the random Rishonim and Acharonim. Right? But he knew the poskim on Shulchan Aruch, Bal Peh. Right? Don't tell me he didn't know the Magen Avram on Shulchan Aruch, and he didn't know the Chavos Diar, which is quoted in the Piskei Tshuva on Shulchan Aruch. Don't tell me he didn't know the Shach, who quotes this as well, right, in the context of Siyum, mm-hmm. Right? Don't tell me he doesn't know the Dagol Meir Vav on Shulchan Aruch. I mean, these are not random achronim. These are on Shulchan Aruch. Mazeh! Wait, what is Rav Moshe really saying when Ein Shum Smach, he's saying?
Oh,
I don't buy the Lumdus, right? Right? Meaning he didn't tell you that. But now Rav Avadia is teasing it out, and he's saying, Rav Moshe clearly knew this. He just apparently didn't buy 500 years worth of psak. And he didn't care to tell you that, because he was so convinced of his Kiddush. So for Rav Avadia, who's a precedent posek, this is like, how dare you? He said, because of she'ein shum smach v'yesod, lachshov, there's no basis to even think. It's only a birthday? Is it Udvarav Tmuim? That's just shocking. What do you want from my life? If you just follow the precedent, The logic follows exactly. Maze ein shum smach. Because you don't like the lumdas, there's no basis?
You might be lumdas. It's a bit crazy. It's ein shum smach. You think you just thumb it's
do you understand? But yes, but do you understand how confident Rav Moshe is of his own understanding of sugyas? Right?
What's the issue? He thinks they're wrong.
Yeah, but you want to say... But listen to the language. He doesn't say they're wrong. He doesn't bother quoting the Magen Avraham on Shulchan Aruch. And instead he says, Ein Shum Smach. There is no... I don't like the basis. Right? Like Eli, who's quibbling with the Lamdus. Right? There is no basis in the world. Rav Avadya is like, I don't understand. How do you read major poskim on Shulchan Aruch and tell me you couldn't... You're not creative enough?
Oh, doesn't he just think that if the major poskim are wrong, it's not a good basis? And therefore there's no basis?
Again, that's it. And that's why I'm asking you, from a bird's eye view, right? Rav Moshe is being, that's why I said, Rav Moshe is being a sugya posek. This is how I understand the sugya. I don't understand that lumdus, so it doesn't exist. Right? I'm not even going to tell you about it. It's like, I don't care who it is. I don't care. Yom Shlomo, Magen Avraham, Dago Mervava, Pisrei Tshuva, who cares? Right? I don't like it. Now again, part of it may have been the Shas Atrak element, right? He doesn't want to give it credence, right? I don't know, right? Right? I mean, he does say that's part of his cheshbon. I'm not even speculating here, right? But Rav Avadya, as a precedent post, comes and methodologically says, huh? Well, what are you talking about? What ein shum smach, right? He says, "Veshuvri veshut egres Moshe." Moshe is the second tshuva. Shehevi divra. I didn't give you the second one because he just quotes it. He says, "Shehevi divra gadol echad shetam alav kain." Right, Egada literally wrote to Rav Moshe and said, "What are you talking about? Right, what do you mean, ein shum smach? Because of the Yashav." And then what does he have to do? He's so convinced. What does he do? Rav Moshe comes up with more chidushim. Do you understand how much of a lamdan posek you have to be to say that there's no smach because I have lamdus? I have a chidush that makes it that your chidush is meaningless. That's not a machlokes, right? That is, I am such a sugya posek that if I have lumdus that makes it that my chiddush makes me not convinced by your lumdus, I don't even have to count your lumdus as a possibility, right? That is like a, you have to be a mamish tarka sugya posek that when a gadol literally writes to you and says, here's the argument, are you really telling me it has zero basis to come back and say, I have a chiddush, right? And what's the chiddush? I don't think it's such a big chid. I don't like it at all. Right? What does he say? He says, Shishama davar nikr ma'ot yegiyah le-mitzvah. Sir, mikano labo mitzarf moso le-minyan chol davar shebekdusha. Oh! Because a bar mitzvah, it's not about becoming chayv in mitzvahs. It's about it being very frontal. Because now everyone knows he's chayv in mitzvahs because it happens in shul.
So?
Avol naira shol nikr ba davar le-maisa. But a girl may be chayv in mitzvahs, but nobody sees it. It's just knowledge. So it doesn't warrant a party. Right? Listen to this lumdus from Moshe. From the vantage point of the joy one should feel being chayv in mitzvos, I agree that men or women are equal. But the pseudos, come up in there, bar mitzvah, but the tzimcha comes in the fact that it's nikar. What's the problem? What was the source? Not. Remember the source? Rabbi Yosef. And he said, what exactly changed? Rabbi Yosef said he would make a party when he found out that he had been chayv in mitzvahs, but he'd been doing mitzvah the whole time anyways.
Oh, but his mitzvah point would be nickers.
No, because he was doing mitzvahs already.
Mitzvahs. Oh, they still would see him perform mitzvahs.
He said he already did it.
I know.
Right?
And they'd still see him perform it.
So right? No, and listen to this listen to this logic. Listen.
He throws the party.
Look.
He says,
listen.
Chayv look. Now, and everyone's going to be seeing him doing mitzvahs, they just say it's chayv.
Nobody, but he did them before. Nobody did them before.
Okay, but now after he throws a party.
No, so that's not even what Rav Moshe says.
Doing.
Nah. No, this is Rav Moshe's, that's not even how he takes it. He says, Eitzel Rav Yosef v'edavar nikar. Shemitzad gadluso, he knows him l'levarach l'otzi achem v'edavar chavasam. No, it's because Rav Yosef was a Talmud Chacham. So if he was chayv in mitzvah, suddenly they would make him chazan for everything. Right? They'd make him
bench for everyone.
They'd make him bench for everyone. Right? And therefore it would be mela b'nikar. Right? I mean, like, okay. He says,
yeah, it's a bit of a nukimta. I don't know.
Yeah, he's like, oh. Like it's like, it's
no,
quite.
I don't know how this first came from.
Right, I mean, it's quite a nukimta. And Rav Avadya, again, do you understand? Again, there are two things I want you to do here. One is understand the sugya according to them, but the other is just as an outsider. What are they even doing? Rav Moshe is, I have chidushim, I paskin based my chidushim, I will do whatever I need to do to defend my chidushim. Right? Like, You can't miss that ethos in Moshe.
Yes.
Right? Ravadia is.
I don't
care about your chidushim. Right? He says, "V'ein dvar mechuvarim lahalacha." Well, what do you want from me, lahalacha? I mean, nine lan lasal chilukim. That's exactly what he says. You're lumdos. I don't. What are these chilukim? Keila bli yisodu mosad. He said, "What? I don't know what chiluk you're making. What do gimta? Hare ikar davatolik shnasa mitzvah ba'osem me'melu adin lavas me'mitzvahs." He said, "I don't want fancy lumdos." What does the Marshal say? He says it's about becoming chayev in mitzvahs. So the girl became chayev in mitzvahs. What do you want from chayev in mitzvah? What do you want from me? He says, "V'lochein kasav ha'ekur kamo shekasav le'el shagam le'nara bas mitzvah yishmakum lasus tutsim simcha v'odal Hashem yisbrach shazotz alagiyah le'ikares le'mitzvahs." He says, and therefore you should do it. And he quotes Rav Avadya Hodaya, who says this. Now, then Rav Moshe, what? Sometimes. But only if necessary. Yeah. But he's fundamentally, and by the way, I walk away from this tshuva. I'm like, look, Rav Avadya has a very sound basis, right? Rav Avadya is telling you that, look, like it or not, if you accept bar mitzvah, you have to accept bat mitzvah, right? That's the simple pshat,
right?
Right? You have to come up with lumdus to tell me that's not pshat.
Right. Pshat is becoming chayim mitzvah is born.
Correct. That's all. You don't like it originally, fine. And now he pulls out a psikat al chavish adatchak, right? After this. Because Rav Moshe did two things. One was he argued based on sugyos, so Rav Avadya responded based on precedent. Right?
Yeah.
But now Rav Moshe pulled out a shas hadchak, namely reform movement. Oh, you're going to become a modernisha.
Rav Avadya doesn't have his problems, really, either.
He doesn't, but he pulls out a different shas hadchak. What's the shas hadchak? Think about it.
No one's going to want to keep mitzvahs.
You want to make them encourage them mitzvahs.
Exactly. He says, "Shemnir chagigot levinot mitzvah, nosem yad l'poshim kadr chakam Yisrael." He says, wait a second, listen to me. He said, "Listen," and this is a great policy moment. He says, "Listen, here you need lumdus to explain why bat mitzvah are wrong." He said, "What is everybody going to do? All the people who think that rabbis are anti-women, they're going to read Ramosha Shuva and they're going to see it. Meaning, you are coming up with chidushim to explain why what seems to be true is not true, just to avoid looking modern. Right? That's what you say." They're going to think you're going out of your way to discriminate.
Yeah.
Yaakov Weinberg. And he said, the Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg also said, yeah, said that there is no source to Osir because of Chukoseim. And then he said, CM. This is how he ended. Right now, even his policy, he quotes from other poskim, right? He's very precedent. Like, this is like Rav Avadya at his best. See him. He says, Shahol the kavanas harotzim lahanik chagigas bat mitzvah l'shem chizuk v'idud chinuchi l'bash yigil mitzvah. He said, why do people make bat mitzvah, ideally, to encourage people to what?
Keep mitzvahs.
Yeah. Shaper damilanikings, you should do it. U'mash yesh tonim negedzeh v'shum shalunagu kem v'deras hakodmim. He says, you'll tell me, it's not what we used to do. We didn't do it in Europe, right? He says, "Ainza taina klal maze." He's like, "I don't care." He's like, "Who cares?" Kibedarshav adinelo tzrochalasek b'chinuch rabbanos. Okay, so they didn't educate. They didn't need to. I don't know. V'fisha kolachem miyisrael emalei torah v'yerushamayim. So everyone was from and full of Yerushamayim. I don't know, right? He says, "Great." V'kol ha'avira misaviv ha'isam milei aruach tarok doshes ayadus. Said, "Sure, the air was filled with purity and sanctity." I don't know. V'abonus shagadlo v'es Yisrael shafu l'karvam ruach das v'iras Hashem gam b'eves ma'isa. And I don't know. I would read the sarcastic. He said, and every girl, her deepest desire was just to come close to God, even if no one recognized it in any way, shape, or form. Right, that was clearly the world you think existed 100 years ago. He said, "Aval achshav shavonos harabim nishtanu." I read it sarcastically. You can read it however you want. He said, "Aval achshav shavonos harabim." But he said, "Now in our great sins," he said, "nishtanu adoros shinui otzum." He said, "There's been a great change." Vashpaz harachov horeses v'okeres kol zik shel yadus milavavos naros Yisrael. He said, "The word, you know, the spirit on the street is just destroying Torah in the men, the women." We have to educate our girls as much as we can. And thank God, the Gedolim before us, whatever, started educating girls. Right? They built Beis Yaakov. He have ganag dola v'nehedera v'nehedera b'yashir shalchino chabano shalom yisrael b'dareinu. And that is the great, right, education of women and keeping our daughters Jewish. V'shurada yigayon v'yashar v'chovar ha'ikarona pedagogi. Right? He said, logic dictates and pedagogy, right? Teaching dictates. Michayevet kimat lachogim abad et yom hagatol mitzvah. Obligates us. Kimat. Kimat. He puts kimat. But he says, as an educator, making people feel that mitzvot are special, it's a really good idea. It's just a good idea. He said, discrimination between men and women here really hurts. It really does. Yeah. You should make a party. Right? And then he quotes a friend of his, the Rav Amram Abu, again, you see how much of a precedent posing. He's like, oh, my friend, Rav Amram Abu Vera, the rabbi of Petach Tikva, wrote that in our times we should make bar mitzvah parties. And then he says, look, right? As the poskim always do in every kind. You're not sure it's a suddis mitzvah? Say shiras v'tishbachas takalish baruch, it'll make it a suddis mitzvah. Right, Eli, you're happy now? Good. Say tishbachas l'Hashem, it's great. Okay? Skip to b'sikum. B'sikum. Ha'minag shenogim lasus mesiba chagigit v'suddis hodav v'simcha l'vas mitzvah v'yom melos l'shtemes reishon av yom echad ha'minag tov v'agun. It's a good idea. V'tov shiram rusham divrei Torah v'shiras tishbachas l'Hashem yisbarach. Right? Learn Torah. Say some divrei Torah. Sing some songs to God. Very nice. Make sure that there's tanius. Make sure it's sanua. God will let us, you know, to those who follow MSV Yashar, it'll all be good. Again, here you see, it's not just I'm putting two poskim next to each other and you're seeing this from the jala. He literally turns to Rav Moshe and he says, what is this kiddush you talk about? Right, Rav Moshe, Komavaser, right? Chidushim, chidushim. I have lamdus. Ravad just said, I don't care about lamdus. Lamdus, right? Like, what is this lamdus you speak of, right? Yamshur Shlomo, Magen Avram, logic follows, we're done, right? And how dare you say Ein Shum Chashash? You don't like their lamdus? First of all, who are you not to like their lamdus, right? Second of all, you don't like their lamdus, but that means that there's no basis? If somebody big said it, there's basis, right? That's basically what Ravad is telling him. Right? You don't like it? I don't care if you don't like it. But you can't tell me there's no basis. And then, it's also funny, right, that you see often, even meta-halachic things, there's not always an agreement about what direction it's supposed to cut in. Rav Moshe is worried about reforming conservative. Rav Ovadia and Yechiel Yaakov Weinberg are worried about
education.
They're saying, I don't care about reforming conservative. If we don't, right? If we don't educate and we don't celebrate the fact that Chayim Mitzvos, then people are going to say we're discriminating and they're not going to value mitzvos. So it's also a good idea, right? Okay, one more posting. One more. We'll do it quickly. Tzitz Eliezer. That is Eliezer Waldenberg. Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg. He is an interesting middle category because he is an Ashkenazi posting who is very into Kiddush, but also very into precedent. He's a nice shiluv. So he's good friends with Rav Ovadia, right? In funny moments. One of my friends in YU, he was editing a translation of the Tshuva of Rav Ovadia. Rav Ovadia refers to Rabbi Achai Gaon. Right? And the guy translated it as Rabbi Achai Gaon. That's wrong. It was Aleph Chet Yud, not Aleph Chet Aleph Yud. Right? Achai Gaon is my brother, the genius. Right? That was his nickname in many Tshuvot for the Tzitz Eliezer. Right? Because Rav Moshe can't be talking, Rav Ovadia can't be talking to Rabbi Achai Gaon who died 1,000 years ago. It's not possible. Right? Right? He can be talking to the Tzitz Eliezer who died in 2006. Right? What?
Really
he loved him. Loved him. Loved him. Right? Look, he was an Ashkenazi who did lamdas and cared about precedent. Like, what else do you want in life? Right? Okay. So, the Tzitz Eliezer. So, he's commenting on a book. And he says, this book, now here's his precedent moment. He says, Kvodo hevi rak deot mechayvim. You only brought the people who were in favor and said it was a good idea or obligatory. Velo yitachen shebesefer chashuv upopulari kazeh. It's not possible that in a popular modern sefer lo yuskar gam atzad shenish al mabeah. How do you not even mention the other side? Right? Again, this is his precedent thing. Right? I don't care if you agree. You're not mentioning it. Right? You at least got to know both sides. No. right? There's a sholim maracha mul maracha, right? You got to put one next to the other, right? I'm not, right? He starts off, I'm not criticizing how you paskin. I'm criticizing how you present,
right?
Right? And this is a very precedent thing to say. Look, you can't just erase people, right? Ramosha can. Ramosha says, look, I have a chiddush. I don't care what anyone sells. I don't care who it is. I don't care if I'm mugging Avram, right? It's as if it never existed. And since Eliezer said no, if there's two deyot, you at least have to mention them. It doesn't mean you have to paskin like them, right? It's not a full precedent posek, but you have to mention them. Ramosha thinks you don't even have to, right? Ad kedei kach, he's a chiddush posek, right? I don't like it. I don't mention it. That's my life. He says, "Behinei b'sefer zakin aro, hanoda ba'olam gadol v'chashuvim." Right? This really well known sefer. Sure. Yotzei b'melchemet tnufa neged. This tshuva says he pulls out his sharp sword to explain how bad it is because you will violate Abu Zrayu of Gili Arayos. Okay, that is straight shazat chak. That is like, this is not halacha, this is policy. Right? I don't like the way parties are celebrated. He said, even if it was a mutter party, I would get rid of it. But this is a goyish thing to do, which the reformim urishay poshe Yisrael and the evil sinners of Israel have accepted. It borders on many bad Yisurim. Gam tikkun davar chadash shomanu shima bilti ayom. It is a tikkun davar chadash, like a baltosiv century. Essentially, shekein lo yas l'shan minag avo seinu v'ilu bedvar shein inu isser. And we should never change the minag, even if it's not usser. Right. So this is a combination of two things: policy and minag. This is old school minag, right? Which is lo ra'inu raya. And normally you say lo ra'inu ena raya. The fact that we haven't seen it doesn't prove it's usser. He says lo ra'inu Raya, right? They didn't do it. It's usser. Right? This is the Zakin Aron, right? That is minhag posek, right? That is minhag slash policy, right? You didn't. We haven't done it. It does. It's not good, right? You are a reformer. Oh, shigets, right? Right? Gilui arayos, and then he says it's also gilui Abu Zrayu Devo Dazara. Look, I kill you not. He said literally, It is Abu Zrayu of two of the three. It is Avodah Zarah because it's what goyim do, and it's Arayos because people aren't sanua. It's two Yehoreg Val Yavors. Like this is like woo. This is like rhetoric at its harshest. Right? He said, their words are like swords. He said, he said, this was a tshuva written in London, fine. And then he quotes the Kol Mavaser. And then he quotes another sefer, the Divrei Yisrael, from some the Rosh HaBezin of Budapest. Sheyotze milchamot charema neged arichas chagiz bad mizvah siyas suda. He went out in war against the people who wanted to say Baruch Shabtarani or make parties even in their houses. And then at the end, this is crazy. Look at the last line of that paragraph. You got it?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what he did l'shem shamayim. You missed the Zakin Aron who said that making a bat mitzvah is... is Yehoreg Val Yavor, both because of Avodah Zarah and Gili Arayos. You're like, what? Yes, because it's Chukosem Lo Seleichutz Gotayim Du, and they're non Sanua.
It's a Yehoreg Val Yavor.
And we did. Abu Zrayu. No, because we paskin like the Ran. You have to understand what he's quoting. We paskin in Simon Kum Zayin like the Ran, that Abu Zrayu of the big three is Yehoreg Val Yavor. And he says it's Abu Zrayu. It's Yehoreg Val Yavor for two reasons. Right? Right?
How's
the Ran? Because people do not Sanua things. Yeah, exactly. Right, and then he says, "Lo ra'inu raya." The minhag is not to do it; it's usur. Right, that's a minhag posek. And then he adds this: the Divrei Yisrael of the Rosh HaBedin of Budapest, that this is even if you do it l'shem shamayim
and in private.
What? And in private. And then he says, Oraisa kamirascha be le'ein shir of aroch. The fire of Torah burns in him. Like, what? I don't know what's going on. Right? Okay. Then he quotes the Rav Moshe Feinstein. Whoa. And then he says, Va'emir agid, in truth, Gigam lemin yefiyaz da'i din yirikim maskanas ha'gdoilem el yoinim l'mahalo. Lasser iser hing b'mo'adon hing b'pumbi b'bayis. I think it's also like those poskim in whether you do it in a mo'adon, you do it at home, I don't care. Biglal sh'michav pumbi l'bat l'malei m'gajav abuzrayu da'abuzrayu. I don't know what this means. Right? Listen to this. Mo'adon is a social hall. Then he says, listen to this. Lo yimalei, I don't even know what this, I don't know what these words mean.
Isn't Abuzrai, it's like two steps removed?
Yes. Two steps. It's impossible that you won't touch on something that touches on something that touches on Arayos.
What?
Become upon him. V'dai l'chakima. He said, what's dai l'chakima?
It's enough.
Dai l'chakima b'ramiza. Which is, it's sufficient to a wise person to hint at what I mean. I don't have to spell this out for you. I'm like, you have to spell it out for me. I don't know what you're talking about. Mom, I have no idea what's going on. He said, "Va'achas kama v'kama," and then listen to this. For sure, Sheman dochar shmei lof of lomar shei hei bazem mitzvah. Whoever said it's a mitzvah? Oh, she tikra sudas mitzvah. V'nar ha'isi v'gamza kanti v'lo ra'isi b'men machaneh ha'charedim l'dvar Hashem. Shinaga, this is like poetry and harifas and like everything all at once. He's like, I used to be young and now I'm old and I've never seen it. Right? What's he saying? It's a combination of what? Precedent, policy, and minog. Right? And you see three models here. Right? Rav Moshe, what bothers him? His understanding of the sugya and Shas HaDchak. Rav Avadya, what bothers him?
Precedent.
Precedent and Shas HaDchak in the other direction. The postgame that the Tzitz Eliezer chooses to quote, right? He acts as a precedent posek. But which poskim does he quote? Minhag poskim. Right? You see that careful move? Right? He quotes a bunch of people who attest to the fact that it's not the minhag. Right? Because what's really bothering him is it's new. Right then, he thinks it's bad policy, so he throws in all the Abuzrayu. Right? Whatever. He says, Oshayalu al svasai kodsham rayon gazet. None of their holy mouths even thought about it. Laro chayit ma mitzvah. They knew you couldn't at least leave with Hiru Aveira. And now he says, but this is a precedent posek. He says, wait a second. The Ben Ish Chai, remember he said you should mark a bat mitzvah? Right? Doesn't that create a problem? If you think that it's not the minhag and no one ever said it, well, what if someone said it? Problem. So what does he say? No, he says, "Eineni kosev ki ilu shemei aroy lahanu glasus bas mitzvah." Other Rabbi kosev idvar shalunog glasus bas mitzvah. He says, "No, listen how Rav Avadya and Tzitz Eliezer use it differently." Rav Avadya says, "Oh, he thinks that selling bar mitzvah is worthwhile. He just said they didn't do it with a party, but that doesn't mean he was against parties, right? It just means that he thought logically it was a reason to celebrate, and therefore, if it's logical, it's logical. Who cares how they celebrate?" The Tzitz Eliezer, what does he pick up in the same words?
That's only they only dressed up more.
Yeah, that the minhag isn't to a party; it's only to dress up. Oh, you see, it wasn't the minhag, right? You see, it wasn't the minhag. V'zel b'vchina shapuk chazim ayam adavar, and therefore, right? Rav Avadya says the Ben Ish Chai says it makes sense to celebrate, and the Tzitz Eliezer picks up on, but they didn't do it. Puk chazim ayam adavar. Look at what people do. The Karl Levadai Shehu Zebiglal Gderas Gedesh Lavei Kashel Babazrai De Gilei Arayos, and I'm sure that was because it was Gilei Arayos. V'hu Hakadosh Lamatzim Afilu Biremez L'Shanu Zeh. He doesn't even hint to changing. He probably knows Rav Avadya argued on this. Remember, they're very close, right? Literally, they're like all these tshuvot in their chew. Their whole tshuvot in Tzitz Eliezer, which is, I got your new tshuva, Yabi Omer, and I loved it, and here are the 78 things that I don't like about what you wrote.
Isn't the beginning he responded to Rav Avadya when he said that you only quoted the guys who were chayiv?
No, I don't know if that was Rav Avadya's writing too. I don't know. I have to look. You could be right. I have to look at the beginning of the Sefer. Right? I'm not sure. You could be right.
Which part?
When he said in the beginning, he said you're only quoting the guys that you're chayiv.
I don't know if he's writing to Rav Avadya. I didn't actually look at the beginning. I don't think it is. Because I don't think he would call Chavadat as popular sefer in the same way. And the Chavadat did quote the Rav Moshe and argue on it, so I'm not...
Sure.
I doubt this one's Rav Moshe. But he probably knows about it. I mean, there are literal tshuva where the Tzitz Eliezer will say, oh, I got your sefer, I love it. But how could you write this like 78-page tshuva. You forgot. You said you quoted everybody. This is a tshuva that sticks in my mind. And he said, but you forgot the Maharash Engel. You forgot the Maharash Engel. It's like, he quoted 600 million tshuvot on both sides. You read through the list. My response was not, you knew the Maharash Engel. My response was, you read his list? How did you know he left out the Maharash Engel? Like, I just like, v'chein. I don't know if he left out the Maharash Engel. I have no idea, right? I have no clue. Like, he has tshuvot there, like, I just feel like they're made up. Right, I just like they're probably not, but like, who has the name of a zefer, the Ugar Eliyahu? Like, what is that? It's the name of a bakery. Like, I don't understand. Like, I don't know, but he quotes it. Like, he knows everything. You can't, like, Rav Avadia, I just give up. Right, Rav Avadia, literally, Chaim Soloveitchik, professor, right, rabbi doctor, right, says he has never read a tshuva by Rav Avadia because he has a compulsion to look up everything that anyone quotes to see whether it's right. He said if he opened a single tshuva by Rav Avadia, he would never be able to do anything else in his life till the end of time. Like, it would not happen. Like, that's the feeling you get. So he says, Ela shekaz zeh, he continues, his kaz of she'im kol zeh, afol pi sheminek shel aso suda, tia bas mecha, osa yom v'tilbosh begdei Shabbos, v'miyesh al yada tobash beged chadash. He said, if you can get a new piece of clothing, say Shechayanu, great. No one would challenge that. But what do you see? Again, well, in 2 minutes. This, again, you know, I picked it just because I think it's a very nice example where you see three very different models. Again, whether you like any of them is not the point. My point is, you take a very simple issue, right? Rav Moshe is a sugya posig, and therefore he doesn't care that there's a good logic for it. He says, I don't like the lamdos, so there's no basis. Add to that, I have extenuating circumstances, policy reasons, shasatak, lechomra, it's aser. Rav Avadia, precedent posig. He's like, what do you mean? Don't give me lamdos. The sugya follows. The major poskim have an argument that follows logic. It grows. No one ever said it. No one ever did it. Who cares? It follows logically. Now you want to argue with me policy? I'll throw policy back at you, right? But in classic Rav Avadia thing, even the policy, he quotes from precedent. Right? He doesn't even come up with his own policy. He says, the Sridei Eish had a good policy point against Rav Moshe's policy point. Like, mamish, if he can avoid it, he doesn't say anything if he can avoid it. Now, I want you to note, that doesn't mean he's not creative, right? He's clearly constructing an argument, right? I mean, he's choosing what to quote and which precedent to accept.
Right?
That's true.
But he's a precedent posseg, right?
He wants only quoted those sides because the other guy left out those sides. I mean, he normally would have quoted both sides. He just didn't have to in this sense because...
No, but I'm saying he quotes both sides. He just chooses, right? I mean, he has Ramosha's policy and he has the Sridiyesh's policy. He likes the Sridiyesh, right? So he is making choices, right? Some people think he doesn't make choices. He just quotes. It's not true. He's making choices, right? He's making choices of which precedent to follow. And then you have the Tzitzel Yezer, who's some mix, right? But in this tshuva, he comes out as...
Yeah.
A minog precedent posek. Because what does he do? He quotes a lot of precedent, but what he's looking for in every tshuva, right? Rav Avadia is looking for logic of precedent. What's Tzitzel Yezer looking for? Minog. What did people do? And what does he see? People didn't like it. Why didn't they like it? I don't know. They didn't like it. Gilui Arayos, I don't know. Avodah Zarah, I don't know. Right? Whatever they didn't like it from, but they didn't like it. And therefore they didn't do it, and therefore we shouldn't do it. Right? You see, the ethos of the tshuva is, people haven't done it. The poskim didn't like it. This isn't the minhag olam. I didn't see it when I was a kid. I don't see it now that I'm an adult. Don't give me something new. Right? And you see how every tshuva, any shaila you talk about, and again, yes, there's a little bit of shasatrak here, but I told you, I don't want to go through shasatrak tshuva. Shasatrak tshuva, fine. There's no chiddush in a shasatrak, people are pushing. Here, pachod yoter, you can point to these three major poskim and say they are following the three major branches of psak. Mm-hmm. Right? Rav Moshe is fundamentally being a sugya posek. Right? Fundamentally. Rav Avadia, precedent. Tzitzel Yezer, minog. Right? That's it. Now, you could have written a precedent, you could have written a sugya tshuva and said it was mutter. Right? You could have written a precedent one and said it was usher, the way that Tzitzel Yezer did. Right? Meaning, how you utilize sources doesn't necessarily predict if you're going to say Aser or Mutter, right? Meaning you could quote all the precedents of the Tzitzel Yezer and say it's Aser. You can quote all the precedents of Rav Avadia and say it's Mutter. My point is just to illustrate these three methodologies, right? The way that, again, as we said, it's not that Rav Moshe isn't mudah to the fact there are shittos. It's not like Rav Avadya doesn't know there's lamdos. Rav Avadya actively says, I don't want lamdos, right? The Tzitzayezer is aware that there's precedent on both sides, right? It's not predictive, but it does show the approach. And every posek that you'll see, and when you decide to make your own halachic decisions, you'll see that you will have tendencies that you don't necessarily predict, right? Meaning, you might all think you will be sugya poskim, right? But that takes a lot of confidence, right? It takes a lot of confidence in your own interpretation of a sugya. And you might find that when push comes to shove and you have to make an actual decision,
you're
choshish for precedent, or you're choshish for minag, right? You might, I just want to show you, you don't know yet, right? What your inclinations are going to be when, God willing, you all become Talmid Chacham in first-rate postgame, people ask you shalas, you don't know, right? At some level, it's going to be a mix. But watching how these tendencies play out, and the same Shaila, and in this case where they're actually in conversation, not like theoretically in conversation, they're actually in conversation, is helpful to understand the way these types of methodologies are applied to what, in the end of the day, is a regular, basically run-of-the-mill Shaila. I don't think it's like this an earth-shattering Shaila as things go. I mean, I happen to like it, right? But I don't think it's like, right, this is not like you could have picked anything, right? But you see very clearly how those three branches of Psak really do influence the type of sources and the way and the type of arguments that people make. Okay? Good.